With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT. And on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
Have the new wave of Democrats lost their minds? The answer is apparently they have. How is it that this new generation not only knows nothing about the recent leaders of the Democrat Party and what they stood for, but often do not even understand what the accepted procedures are in the halls of Congress? Representative Marsha Fudge of Ohio got a reprimand last week after she read a constituent's letter attacking President Trump and his supporters. The letter described Trump as a gangster and sexually condescending to women. The presiding officer, Representative Mark Vesey of Texas, reminded her that she couldn't read other people's remarks attacking the president. Vesey said the chair will remind members that remarks in debate may not engage in personalities towards the president, including by repeating remarks made elsewhere that would be improper if spoken in the member's own words. An upset Fudge asked Vesey what he means by personalities. Representative Larry Bouchon of Indiana told her she was out of order. The letter, by the way, suggested that Trump's supporters were either racist, steeped in racist religious beliefs, ignorant, or as my mother used to say, just plain dumb. A former Democrat congressional candidate has stated she actually hates white people and America. Hates white people. Hates America. And she ran for a seat in the House of Representatives. Syra Rao was an unsuccessful candidate for Congress in 2018. So what was it that she said? She alleges that white people have made her life miserable and questioned why she's not supposed to hate them. She added that the American flag nauseates her. Wait, she ran for the American Congress and yet the American flag nauseates her? Just as Democrats, the far-left Political Action Committee, co-founded by the chief of staff to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, supported this Democrat racist in her bid for Congress. This same associate of AOC co-founded a club where white women would join a private dinner party so they can sit and be forced to listen to why they are racist from black and brown women. Now let's remember that not all Democrats agree with the new generation of more radical, left-wing, progressive Democrats. But they are the ones being highlighted and quoted in the so-called mainstream media. This new generation of radicals has seen that through the Democrat Party they have found a venue to vent, express, and explore implementing radical points of view. The older generation of Democrats have apparently stepped aside to allow a takeover by the millennial generation. The millennial socialists have seen the opening and jumped at the opportunity. And why wouldn't they? Republicans are fighting to hold the country in a direction that this country was founded on. The new round of Democrats are experimenting with Marx, the USSR, Red China, Cuba, Venezuela, and radicals of the 1960s. They are ignorant of the lessons history has taught us. So they forge ahead into the bliss of the true unknown. The things we do know is that the United States is in the process of employing more people than the past few presidents. While our country is divided and progressives don't want to cooperate with conservatives, polls are showing Donald Trump is leading for the 2020 presidential election. America is on a positive, forward-thinking path. So why does the new generation of left-wing progressives continue to hammer away at Trump and Republicans? The answer is because they have nothing else to contribute to the debate except that they're good and Republicans are bad and racist. It's hard to believe that traditional Democrats will accept the ignorance pouring out of the left. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.